This will be the first major exposure that they have had to these two candidates standing toe-to-toe with each other, and they will get to hear the very different perspectives that each candidates have for the future of this country.
Buckhorn, who has endorsed President Obama, will be cheering him on from a watch party. He said debates are an opportunity for voters to see how candidates respond to questions and to each other, but people should be wary of mudslinging.
If this gets into a name-calling circumstance or just, one-liner after one-liner, then I think that is to the detriment of that particular candidate.
Tampa's mayor worked on the Bill Clinton campaign in Hillsborough County in 1996. Since then, the area has flip-flopped in its voting patterns, with Clinton winning the county, followed by two consecutive Bush wins, and then Obama in 2008. In each of those instances, the winner of Hillsborough County won the presidency.
I think as Tampa goes, so goes the I-4 corridor. And as the I-4 corridor goes, so goes the state of Florida. And as Florida goes, so goes the nation. If Governor Romney doesn't win Florida, it's game over.
Buckhorn was joined by Florida Representative Janet Cruz in supporting President Obama. Cruz is a longtime Latino advocate. She said a Romney presidency would be bad for minority groups who are often saddled with financial woes.
Mitt Romney's record for the middle-class families is abysmal. As a corporate buyout specialist, Romney's job was to make money for investors, often at the devastation of middle-class families and entire communities.